setting up your creative space on a budget, photographers and designers. You know how many times I've heard creatives say they don't have a space to work out of? But you really do. When I first started out my space, it was a little place in the corner of the living room with a tiny desk from Walmart. My desk is now a $30 portable picnic table with more space, and I plan to upgrade, but it works for me right now. True, I've upgraded with a standing desk, but my MacBook fits perfectly on it, among my little knickknacks to bring some colors and motivation. Let's get into it. A location, a desk, a chair, a keyboard, lights, candles, phone holders, simple enough, right? So when it comes to location, finding a spot in your house, there has to be one somewhere. I know you may need a door to keep your pets or your kids out, so your bedroom can be a great option. But if you know you can do it by zoning out noise, a little corner in the living room or the kitchen is an option. There's been some big changes in my life, and currently my desk is in a small bedroom in the corner by the window. Now, a desk, my current dream desk is a sleek modern L desk with a big curved screen. But right now, my portable picnic table does the job, and I can store items under it, such as a 3 plastic drawer storage tower. Finding a great desk that gives you a great workflow is the key here. If you can get your dream desk, congrats. A chair. Office chairs can be expensive. Although I recommend it, using a dining chair or a foldable chair can be a great start. Add a pillow for a cushion. A keyboard. Having a wireless Bluetooth keyboard truly makes a difference. While my MacBook is great to type on, a keyboard makes it easier when it's on my standing desk. Lights. Lighting sets the mood. When it gets dark or a rainy day comes in, light curtains, desk lamps, or rain lights can be a great option. The neat thing about light curtains, they really make your space seem comfortable and creative. Candles. If you like scents, this can simply be refreshing every time you walk back to your desk. It also sets the mood. A phone holder. If you're like me, you can use a phone holder to watch movies or TV shows. It's what keeps me productive, believe it or not. You can also have it for music and use it with just one hand to ignore messages and such. Whatever you choose to design your workspace, just be sure it can help you reach your goals. Carry on. See you in the next one. It's the realest. We can't fight it.